Pipestem Reservoir elevation at 10-year high. City County Health District COVID-19 briefing in Valley City. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Army Corps of Engineers Pipestem Dam Manager James Dixon says his office has been receiving a lot of calls concerning the high levels at the reservoir this spring. Dixon says residents may be seeing higher levels at both Jamestown and Pipestem reservoirs, but because of the unique winter, it's normal to see higher levels right now.
Right now, Pipestem is sitting at 1,477 feet of elevation, and that's the highest spring elevation we've had for about 10 years or so. You know, of course, we got almost that high back in the fall in that almost flood situation. But for a spring elevation, that's the highest spring elevation we've had for about 10 years or so.
Dixon says at this time, concerns for the high levels are unnecessary. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. Officials with City County Health District and other leaders gave updates on recent developments in Valley City concerning the COVID-19 pandemic. Director of Development for the Valley City Barnes County Development Corporation, Jennifer Feist, says they're working with local businesses as they continue to reopen.
Appreciate our businesses and the products and the services that they provide to us every day. And certainly their positive impact to our economic development efforts and quality of life. You've likely heard me say many, many times that we could not be successful without the support of the community.
You can listen to the full briefing online at newsdakota.com. And North Dakota's most populous county has recorded a daily high number of positive tests for the coronavirus. Health officials say testing from Tuesday showed 69 cases of COVID-19 in Cass County, which includes Fargo. The county also reported 2 deaths, both women in their 90s with underlying health conditions. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.